It started with a calendar in Rome. Several years ago, I was on vacation in Italy when I bought a calendar with beautiful photos as a present for my then Chinese girlfriend's parents. I was banking on calendars as a rather safe present that everyone can use, and I thought Chinese are especially charmed by practical things. They can also be very straightforward in their communication, saying what they think, which no one feels is strange, nor do they react very much to it. Sure enough, the first thing my girlfriend's mother said when I gave it to her was, "Well, how very fine it is, but what can I use it for? It is not a Chinese calendar." It was just one of many simple episodes we encountered through the years together in which we saw the differences between Chinese and Western culture. If you are interested in how the world is, and also work in business development, you cannot avoid thinking about how Western companies can better meet the needs of Chinese consumers. As described in the opening chapter, they are an unusually large target group who has quickly come to dominate the share of visitors at many tourist destinations. My hope with this book is to provide advice and ideas on how you can benefit from this development. Admittedly, many of these Chinese tourists will want to have things mostly like everything at home, just like, say, Swedish tourists who insist on the Swedish coffee at pig parties on Mallorca. Still, we would not recommend this business concept, since most Chinese tourists, like Westerners, really want genuine and local experiences when travelling. We try to offer ideas and advice for what you can do to help them feel welcome and have an enjoyable stay. The book concentrates on private Chinese travellers, either in groups or on their own. Anyone working with business travellers, delegations, and the meeting industry can also learn from the book to understand how to meet Chinese visitors' needs. They are, after all, still private individuals under their suits or dresses. I have not included any listing of appropriate channels for marketing within this segment. There are no Chinese. A book like this is impossible to write. Trying to generalize how 1.4 billion people with widely different living conditions at home behave as a group is naturally impossible. There are Chinese who adopt many Western behaviors. The simple fact that there are many Chinese can mean that when only a small portion becomes interested in something, it can quickly become a massive business opportunity for a single company or industry. While Porsche sold more of its Cayenne model in China than in any other country in the world, 2018, these cars are still uncommon in the country. They did indeed deliver 31,456 vehicles, but considering the total population of 1,427,647,786 people, say this is not very many. 1/1000th of that population buying any car comes to over 1.4 million vehicles. In the book, we will focus on the majority of today's population in China. A swift change of pace in the country means that some of what we write will quickly become outdated. Therefore, you can take what we relate about the Chinese with a large pinch of salt. We are, after all individuals.